Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Back in 2019, New York drill was making some serious waves. Pop Smoke had dropped Dior, which now has over a billion streams. Other rappers like Fabio Foreign were beginning to make some strides as well. And the genre just seemed like it was going to go on the same run Chicago drill had gone years prior. And it did for a short while. Pop Smoke went mainstream, and drill songs and artists were going viral left and right. However, years later, New York drill hasn't fulfilled its potential at all. And the drill rappers that were once meant to be superstars are nowhere to be found. Leading to the question, why did this happen and how? And this is the fall of New York drill, rap's most dangerous genre. But before we talk about drill rap's demise, we have to talk about its rise. And to do that, we have to define it. And to do that, we have to go back to Chicago, where drill rap all started.
Chicago is a city in crisis right now, from the chaos we saw downtown this past weekend to the rise in violent crime.
Back in the early 2010s, Chicago was and still is a war zone, with drill music providing a reflection of the lifestyle. And it was at that time that drill was born, with names such as Chief Keef, Rondo No. 9, Lil Bibby, Lil Durk, and countless other notable names that were associated with the movement. Chicago drill was a violent wave of rap that took over the city for many years, with a lot of the genre's drama even spilling outside of the music. Drill was a lifestyle, the word itself referring to violently fighting or retaliating. And before long, Chicago drill made an impact on music that was heard and seen around the entire world, and still is today. One of those places it was seen was New York, one of the first areas to catch wind of the movement. From 2013 to 2015, artists like Polo Rel, Bambino, Bobby Shmurda, and more were thriving on the grimy styles of drill rap. However, it only lasted a few years, although it did carry on and eventually bloom into the drill sound that we're familiar with today. It all really began in 2018. At the time, New York had many stars who had gathered early attention to the style of new rap taking over the industry. Rappers such as Chef G and Sleepy Hollow were making noise. 22G's was creating waves. Busy Banks had garnered an audience, as well as countless other notable names. However, at this time, no one had made a hit to take the scene to the next level, aka go mainstream, and without one, the genre would go nowhere. However, as we all know, the drill scene would explode with success when Brooklyn artist Pop Smoke grabbed the world's attention. In 2019, Pop Smoke's name started buzzing. He would get beats from the UK producer 808 Mello, known as the pioneer of modern drill, and together, they were a force. One of their first songs together was the song Welcome to the Party, released in April of 2019, and it became the song of the summer in New York. Next, he'd get another beat from 808 Mello, but it was different, and it would become the foundation for his song, Dior. When Pop Smoke first showed his crew the song in the studio, you could just tell by their reaction that the song was going to be crazy, and when it dropped, all doubts were thrown out of the window. Pop Smoke was clearly not only the future of New York drill, but New York rap as well. Soon after it released, Dior reached number 22 on the Billboard Hot 100. 808 Mello recalled saying, "The sound had arguably reinvented the wheel for New York's take on drill."
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Music. So Pop Smoke was on fire, and Dior solidified him as a rising name in rap. He began to cut cosigns from other large rappers, most notably 50 Cent, a big inspiration of his, and other industry support as well, from artists like Drake. On February 7th, 2020, he released the sequel, Meet the Woo 2, which debuted at number 7 on the Billboard 200. He'd be nominated for multiple awards, the BET Awards, MTV, the Billboard Awards, which he won 5, and even got nominated for a Grammy. This was huge, as it was clear he was no longer just a New York drill rapper. He was a force to be reckoned with in the industry, and had done it almost exclusively off the back of New York drill. So Pop Smoke was on a wild run across the world singing and dancing along to his music. The generation at the time was attached to Pop Smoke, from New York at least.
It's Pop Smoke Day! Whoa!
Drill was at its peak, with what seemed like every speaker blasting the hard-hitting tunes of New York drill in the city. However, not too soon after all this would occur, the movement would come to a halt, because unfortunately, just 12 days after the release of his new album, Pop Smoke's life was taken.
A rising star rapper from Brooklyn is shot dead during a break-in at home in California. Police say 20-year-old rapper Pop Smoke, whose real name was Bashar Jackson, was shot just after 4 a.m. in the Hollywood Hills.
On Wednesday, February 19, 2020, at around 4:30 a.m., it was reported that four suspects in hoodies, with one masked up and carrying a weapon, entered a Hollywood home where Pop Smoke was staying and fatally shot the rapper while he was in the shower. They found his location because he had accidentally revealed it in an Instagram story, and the culprits were teenagers that had been coaxed into it by an older man. Responding to an emergency call, LAPD arrived to find Pop Smoke with gunshot wounds. Pop was then transported to a hospital in Los Angeles, where he passed away a few hours later. The police detained several people at the house, but all were let go. According to authorities, at least four suspects fled the scene, and there were no charges for years. However, in 2023, an 18-year-old man charged in the fatal shooting of Pop Smoke admitted to killing the rapper in juvenile court. The defendant, who was 15 at the time of the crime, admitted to a juvenile court petition charging him with first-degree murder of Pop Smoke. He also admitted to a home invasion robbery and allegations that he personally and intentionally discharged a firearm during the crime. He's expected to be held in a state juvenile facility until he turns 25, a very light sentence to the crime. What's more, Pop had left so early that he didn't even get to drop his first real industry studio album, and it was up to the label to release it. They did posthumously on July 3rd of 2020, titled Shoot for the Stars, Aim for the Moon. It sold 250,000 units in the first week and launched to the top of the charts. Songs like Mood Swings featuring Lil TJ were massive hits. However, there was some backlash from fans because the label had placed a lot of industry features that Pop himself said he didn't mess with. It was bittersweet, as we've seen many times. Pop didn't get a chance to see the fruits of his labor after his death, where he became one of the most streamed rappers of all time. However, Pop Smoke's presence was still felt in the drill scene. 808 Mello stated,
"You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores."
His absence left a large hole inside of New York rap because he had created a new path for rappers to follow. So it was time for others, his peers, to pick up speed and carry the torch. And there were a couple that fans were looking to to do so. The first rapper that many fans thought would do so was none other than Favio Foreign. Although Pop Smoke was Drill's first superstar, the scene still had space for more stars to capitalize on the sound, and one of them was Favio. Even though Favio was about 10 years older than Pop, they were still good friends, and many fans would even joke that Favio was Pop's sidekick. Pop Smoke even attempted to convince his label, signed Favio as well, that Favio could eat too. So with the spotlight on Favio, he embraced his new challenge. On one of Favio's biggest songs, City of Gods, he rapped, "Welcome to the City of Gods, Pop Smoke was the king of New York, now I'm the guy in charge." In fact, one of the original anthems of New York drill belonged to Favio Foreign himself, being the song Big Drip. So he was already a big name in drill, with a lot of potential. Now, all he had to do was capitalize on the opening in the genre that was left from Pop Smoke's passing. And that's exactly what he intended to do. In an interview, Favio explained he was ready to finish what Pop Smoke had started. And he did have an incredible few years when it came to his music success in the industry. He worked with Drake, Kanye, Alicia Keys, Nicki Minaj, and even took writing advice from Beyonce. However, despite some success, Favio never really stepped up to take the throne. It wasn't just him though, there were others, such as 22G, Sleepy Hollow, etc., who could have stepped out and went mainstream. However, none of them had the star power that Pop had, and the hole was still felt in the drill scene. But it wasn't over. Drill was still relatively new, and listeners had not given up on it. It was still very prevalent in New York, and the idea that the next budding star was about to come out was not a distant or crazy thought. So drill still had a lot of hope, and it was time to make its move back into the mainstream. But despite the upward trajectory, or predictions of an upward trajectory, drill still had a huge problem. Crime. A lot of it. Similar to all types of gangster rap, crime is a common theme in New York drill, and gang violence plays a big role in the streets of New York. And it was actually one of the reasons that the previous rappers I mentioned couldn't take Pop Smoke's spot. You see, the crime surrounding New York was not just the sound, it was also responsible for turmoil and destruction across the city. The violence inside of the communities is actually what sparked the inspiration for drill music. And without crime and violence, there's no drill. So in the coming years after Pop Smoke's passing and the popularity of drill rap, the mayor of New York City came out and denounced the drill music wave that had taken over the city. At the time, many officials believed that the style of music was tied to the crime rates being so high, and after only 1 month of being in office, the mayor decided to focus on the rising crime rates, which meant targeting drill music. He was not a fan, and explained,
"We're going to ask them for good corporate responsibility. This is contributing to the violence that we're seeing all over this country."
He had a plan to get rid of drill for good. During a press conference, the mayor not only publicly spoke against drill, but called for social media platforms to ban and censor the music.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Music videos. This has been a debate in hip hop for a long time, whether lyrics and videos should be legally held against you in the court of law. But New York already has very strict laws, especially regarding Nerf guns. And now, they were taking drill rap into their own hands. They explain NYPD monitors all social media platforms. In a press conference, Detective Gary Allen explained that they conduct social media investigations against rappers with potential connections to crimes all the time. The city hated New York drill so much that the NYPD even got Rolling Loud, the most popular festival in the world, to remove drill rappers from their performance lineup. They successfully censored 22G's, Ron Suno, and Shy EK, three very big names in the drill rap scene. So, having a genre's home city's officials being so opposed to it and actively trying to take it down was not really helping the genre. But that wasn't it. You see, drill rap didn't just have outside forces trying to stop it. It also had its own members tearing it down due to jealousy, gang beef, and more. Most of the crimes in New York aren't just random acts. It usually comes as a retaliation from existing beef. After all, drill rap represents the pain that comes from crime and violence. But you see, this was just one part of the puzzle. Just like most gangster rap scenes, the internal beef of different rappers and cliques played a massive role in the New York drill space. Many different cliques and artists clash and have created a very hostile environment in the scene. In New York, there's a lot more than just two gangs. It's not just Bloods versus Crips. Many of New York drill rappers are a part of these gangs, and when they started rapping, they rep them hard. And when others start rapping and they rep their gangs, they start having very, very, very big and dangerous problems with the other. One of the most prominent New York beefs is between Chef G and 22G's. Chef G's gang being the 8-Tray Crips, beefing with 22G's gang, Blicky Gang, associated with the Gangster Disciples, aka GDs. I won't go too in-depth, but just know a lot of people have been getting into skirmishes. Even Pop Smoke had some serious gang beef. The gang that Pop Smoke would be closely associated with, the Wu's, have a deadly rivalry with the Chu's. I didn't just make that up. Those are real gangs. There are also the YG's versus the OG's and countless others. However, that wouldn't even be the largest reason why drill rap suffered such a loss in talent, because not everyone was taken from beefs or deaths. You see, when cliques began to publicly beef with each other and harm each other, the feds would start to catch on, and many gang takedowns have come from the deep investigations of gangs and individual crimes. Recording music videos, having lyrics speaking about your crimes, and just attracting more attention to your criminal behavior will make it easier for the feds and police to track you down. With a lot of crime and violence, consequences will eventually arrive, and this is no different with New York drill rappers, who have been the target of many New York indictments. One of the most shocking was when a few drill stars and pioneers, Chef G and Sleepy Hollow, were indicted on a massive gang takedown. In May of 2023, Chef G and Sleepy Hollow, who both have billions of streams on all platforms, were picked up in a huge gang takedown. Mind you, these guys are millionaires. In a press conference, they explained that Chef...
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect to your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
And Hollow were arrested as a part of a 32-person, 140-count gang indictment alleging murder, attempted murder, gun possession, and other crimes. The NYPD claimed that the men charged are members of the 8-Tray Crips and Nine Ways gangs, who collectively waged war on a couple of other gangs beginning in March of 2019, meaning these guys were really about that life. Prosecutors claimed that Chef and Hollow were Crips and were among members that shot at innocent people and bragged about it on social media. They were allegedly linked to 12 shootings and one murder, all caught on camera. The charges included murder, gun possession, and attempted murder. According to them, Chef had used his rap earnings to finance these crimes. He was ordering hits like a real boss. And the NYPD also expressed their disdain for how Chef chose to up his criminal lifestyle rather than do good in his own community. And what's interesting is, while these charges were filed, Chef was already serving a gun charge in Rikers from a couple years back, which happened after he took an illegal U-turn and police found a gun in his car. Yeah, those were only 2 years he had to serve though. However, if he was convicted this time, he could be ordered to spend up to 25 years in prison. And with recent developments, maybe even life. Afterwards, Jeff and Sleepy both denied their claims, saying, "Don't believe the internet, we innocent." However, there was a lot of video evidence, and like any RICO, there are bound to be snitches, so it's not looking great for the duo. Sleepy Hollow was released nearly 8 months later, but Chef G still doesn't even have a release date, and it seems like charges are being piled on him every month, almost as if they're trying to make an example out of him. But hey, they may be huge, but they're not the only drill rappers, right? There's still some pretty big names out there, like Fabio, except he wasn't safe either, and had done some things that were equally stupid. On October 10th, 2020, Fabio was arrested in New Jersey on a simple assault charge. He was accused of purposely causing bodily injury to another person. It turned out that the other person was his pregnant girlfriend. And maybe that's why Fabio and Cardi made such a good duo on Off The Grid. I'm just kidding. That same year, he was featured on Drake's Dark Lane demo tapes on the song Demons, but that was light compared to what he was about to get into. On April of 2021, fans were shocked when it was announced that Fabio was in custody on multiple charges: possessions of weapons for unlawful purposes, resisting arrest, eluding an officer, possession of a defaced firearm, unlawful possession of weapons without a permit, and fugitive from justice. Yikes. According to the police report obtained, Fabio was arrested after failing to comply with officers and refusing to be taken into custody after leaving his 2018 Mercedes-Benz running in a no parking zone and then into a bank. Apparently, a cop requested the rapper's license as Fabio approached the car. Instead of handing over his license, Fabio ignored the officer and walked away. They called backup and Fabio began running. Unfortunately for him, a handgun fell out with a defaced serial number, meaning it was illegal. More officers arrived, secured his gun, searched him, and booked him in jail. So he was now facing years in jail just because he wasn't okay with handing over his ID. Not a great look, and being stuck in jail for months awaiting his bail didn't help his career either. After getting out, his career stalled, and Fabio never really stepped up to the plate. But hey, there was
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
One last rapper left, 22Gs. Maybe he was a law-abiding citizen. Nope, he couldn't stay out of trouble either. On June 12, 2022, 22Gs was arrested in New York City on an attempted murder charge over a March shooting in which three people were injured. Apparently, he was at a club, got in some type of argument, and decided to let it rain. This left him facing charges of second-degree assault, second-degree criminal possession of a weapon, and first-degree reckless endangerment. According to the district attorney general, this shooting not only wounded the victim, but endangered the lives of everyone in a crowded club. Senseless gang rivalries fuel much of the gun violence in our communities, and I remain committed to vigorously prosecuting anyone who engages in this criminal conduct. He was released on $500,000 bail 4 days later. However, this is not 22G's first run-in with the law. Back in 2017, 22Gs, then 19, was accused of killing a man over a parking spot fight in Miami Beach, though prosecutors later dropped the charges after he was in jail for several months. The year later, in 2018, Gs had actually signed to Kodak Black's label, but nothing really came out of the relationship, and the 2022 case for a murder charge didn't help either. He got a lot of streams, but wasn't able to solidify his name as the face of drill rap, but rather just one of the originators, which doesn't really mean anything if others outstream you. So once again, New York drill as a subgenre was left completely wide open. Sure, after Pop Smoke passed, there were some pretty big names who did gain some steam, but due to various reasons, mostly petty beefs and a lot of indictments, none of them were able to bring back the genre to the heights Pop Smoke had taken it. So was that it? Was it just gonna slowly fade out and become one of those types of genres like Chicago drill? Nope, at least not yet. Because while the pioneers were stagnating during this era, a new era of younger New York drill rappers emerged. The most notable out of these younger drill rappers was K-Flock. Sure, some of his peers had bigger songs than him at the time, but he was still the biggest. There was no debate. Because he had the it factor, or star power, similar to Pop Smoke. This was made clear by his absurdly fast come up, releasing his first single, FPO, in May of 2020. K-Flock almost immediately blew up. 5 songs later, by the time 2021 had hit, K-Flock had quite a bit of eyeballs on him and released 2 New York drill hits. Is Year Ready and Being Honest. That year, he collaborated with Lil TJ and Fabio Foreign, hitting the Billboard charts. He was getting some serious attention and signed a multi-million dollar deal with Capitol Records. Many were comparing him to King Von and Pop Smoke. He really had it. It wasn't just him though. There was one more artist who had immense star power, and he happened to be cousins with K-Flock, D-Thang. Although they were quote-unquote ops, D-Thang also began making music in 2020, releasing songs like Caution and Like, which are sitting at millions of views on YouTube. But just like K-Flock, it took until 2021 for him to have his real blow up as well, when in September of 2021, he released Talk Facts, which became his bona fide hit single. Other than that, almost anything D-Thang touched or had a feature seemed to get millions of views, from his freestyles to random collabs with his group, / gang, RPT. Other than them, there were some other young guys making noise as well, a lot of them. And when I say young, I mean they were all teenagers.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Love, Doogie B, Shy K, PJ Glizzy, Nazi BK, and many more were all scoring songs that would get millions of views on YouTube. So things were looking really good. Yeah, most of these younger rappers had beef with each other, and it was pretty deep. I mean, like I said, D-Thang and K-Flock were literally cousins, but they still hated each other. However, just when everything was about to go amazing, the New York drill scene had another tragic moment, or moments, I should say, because it looked like this newer generation didn't learn anything from the older generation. Because at least the older generation waited until they were stars before they crashed out. These younger guys were even more hard-headed. And it all started with the chosen one himself. On December 3rd, 2021, K-Flock was arrested on a murder charge and federal indictment. The charges against him were racketeering conspiracy, murder in aid of racketeering, as well as many other charges. He was accused of being a member of a gang called the Sevside, or DOA, short for Dead on Arrival, as well as accused of killing a man. The indictment alleged that K-Flock and his associates engaged in, among other activities, robberies, wire fraud, bank fraud, and acts involving murder and assault. So you're probably wondering, how did this young guy, who was 18 when he was picked up, go from being one of the most promising young stars in rap in a while to facing life in prison? Well, K-Flock was kind of asking for it. He has multiple Instagram lives of him hanging out in his ops neighborhoods, or blocks, I should say, just asking for trouble on Instagram Live. And that's exactly what happened. According to initial rumors, K-Flock was confronted by his alleged victim during a haircut inside of a barbershop. The victim then walked outside, where an argument began with K-Flock ending the argument in gunshots not too far into the conversation. However, when a video of the incident came out, it just showed K-Flock strolling past the barbershop. The victim then exited the barbershop and appeared to follow K-Flock before he off camera. Essentially, the guy looked at him wrong and Flock did his name justice. What's worse is this came at a time of new success for K-Flock, being arrested before he could ever witness his full potential. In April of 2022, K-Flock released Shake It with Doogie B and Cardi B. It peaked at number 51 on the Billboard Hot 100, his highest chart-topping single ever, and it was a quick glimpse of what K-Flock could have accomplished in the music industry. Then, after sitting in a cell for 2 years, in February of 2023, K-Flock's case was brought to court and he was facing life in prison. So it's safe to say, it's not looking good for him. But remember, there was one more artist that had close to the potential K-Flock had, D-Thang. So what about him? Well, in 2022, D-Thang G's, along with 33 of the blood-affiliated RPT organization slash gang, were indicted on RICO charges, including conspiracy to commit murder, attempted assault, criminal possession of a weapon, and even animal cruelty, amongst others. D-Thang allegedly shot at rival gang members and was incarcerated shortly after a turf war with a rival gang. Seven of the defendants were hit with attempted murder and other charges for an incident in August of 2020, in which they allegedly fired approximately 11 shots into a building, just barely missing the target's head. 8 months later, RPT.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
These organization's members supposedly committed a gang assault on a Crip at Rikers Island. The animal cruelty charge was especially weird. It was proof that the feds, like the mayor had said before, were watching these guys on social media. They caught D-Thang and his affiliates live streaming a pigeon that was on their block. They ultimately beat the pigeon to death with a cane on Facebook Live. To reference what they would do to their enemies, a member can be heard saying, "As others struck the bird with a cane, its lifeless body was then filmed in gory detail with D-Thang behind the camera." Which, as funny as an entire gang being hit with a RICO for animal cruelty is still pretty messed up. Of course, being hit with a RICO put a complete halt to D-Thang's career, and no music was released after he was locked up except for a couple singles. However, luckily he was released recently and maybe he can make a comeback, but we haven't seen enough. Rest in peace to that pigeon. Another rapper with tons of potential was Nas EBK, who had multiple New York drill hits. Unfortunately, he threw it all away too. The Bronx rapper was arrested in 2023 for second degree regarding a Times Square shooting, where he'd been accused of shooting a man in the chest during an argument at a very public corner of Times Square. Probably one of the worst places to commit a crime, because the amount of security cameras there are insane. And apparently he even snitched on himself in an Instagram Live too. However, that wasn't even what made everyone go, "Oh my god, this guy's gonna do a lot of time." At the time, he was already arrested for stunts he performed while shooting for a YouTube video. He allegedly threatened a couple and said he would do some pretty crazy things to them. I can't even say what he said or show what he did. The whole thing was recorded and put out on YouTube though for millions to see. After threatening the couple, he very intelligently told them his name. Imagine you rob someone and then give them your government name. So they went and gave NYPD a quick little tip off, and the next day he was arrested. So it looks like the entire youth of New York drill was taken out by criminal indictments. In fact, it was just a classic case of history repeating itself. This was nothing new. Bobby Shmurda's gang was infamously taken down in 2014. More than a dozen other members of the gang were thrown in jail for a 69-count indictment. The charges included murder, assault, weapons use and possession, narcotic sales, and more. The detectives would use lyrics and social media as evidence and tie them to unsolved crimes to charge them, similar to what happened with these guys. But incarceration was only one part of the puzzle. The other part was the rampant deaths in New York. Sadly, there have been many deaths and murders inside the New York drill scene. It wasn't just Pop Smoke. Many stars of the drill scene passed away before they got to meet their full potential due to all sorts of reasons. Just like Chicago drill, the artists would speak on the dead to diss their enemies. Speaking on the dead in rap music is nothing new. The dissing of a dead enemy will only add fuel to the flame, as we've seen countless times, and drill rappers treat it as a competition. Which clique can have someone die so we can diss them first? They'd even create dances out of deceased people's stories. And although this would create massive hype, what would happen is, just like in Chicago, New York drill rappers would start.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Picking each other off until, just like Chicago, there was no one left. And the biggest instance of this in New York was the murder of the teenage rapper Naughty and his other teenage ops capitalizing on it. One day in a subway station, Naughty Osama was sadly killed, and it was alleged that he died due to beefs that were sparked by diss tracks from his side. And instead of it dying down, no pun intended, the diss tracks just kept coming. Popular New York rappers Kyle Rich, Tata, and Jen Carter released a single and music video called Naughty Bop in 2022. The instrumental was a Nickelodeon's kids show theme song remix. However, the verses were nearly not as innocent as the sample. Naughty Bop was an unsettling song that was released as a response to the diss track that Naughty and his brother DD had released earlier that year. The trio mocked the teenager's murder with a dance that imitates a stabbing motion. The music video got 1 million views in 3 days and got to be number one trending for music on YouTube. The dance also became a viral craze on TikTok. People would trick teachers, parents, and even police into doing the dance, not knowing that they were mocking a murdered 14-year-old. Even little kids were posting themselves doing the dance. After a couple of days, YouTube took the video down, but the damage was already done. The re-uploads on YouTube still have millions of views. Videos using Naughty Bop hashtag on TikTok have been watched over 80 million times. Dissing the deceased would continue as it was nothing new. It's very similar to what happened in Chicago years ago when they were mocking another teenager who was also murdered. It's just a trend that sadly caught on in New York as well. And if I could, I would name the entire list of New York jail rappers that passed, but it would be a couple minutes of me just reading names, which isn't even funny. So a large part of the reason why New York jail didn't pop off as much as it should have is because their own people were against each other. Unlike cities like Atlanta, where everyone is collaborating and trying to help each other out, for the most part. So why did it fall off? For starters, like most subgenres, the popularity started to fade because many of the artists have stuck to the staple drill sound. There's only so many possibilities that the sound can produce, so many things rappers can write about, etc. It becomes repetitive. And as we've seen countless times, popular rappers who can't switch up their sounds and styles will lose a lot of momentum and eventually see a flatline in their career. Except it doesn't just apply to rappers, it applies to genres as well. Of course, the major reason was what I spent most of this video speaking about. The deaths, arrests, and beefs between these drill rappers played the most crucial role in the decline of the subgenre, hands down. It decimated it. And lastly, this is very underrated, countless rappers got their fame from drill, but if they wanted to take their career further, they had to step outside of the box. For example, if Pop Smoke were to only record drill style songs, he wouldn't have been one of the most streamed rap artists of the past decade, because a lot of his most streamed songs aren't drill. New York drill artists currently don't really represent what the genre was about. Technically, the largest new drill rapper right now is Ice Spice, and Lil Mabu is up there as well, which fans of the genre despise. So can New York drill make a mainstream comeback? In my opinion, New York will always be a dominant region in—
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook, you know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Rap music. With so many different areas in it and possibilities, new sounds will continue to be applied to drill. However, the experience will never be as unique as it was when the sounds are fresh and new. But I still think it can come back as it's relatively new compared to other genres. And although it seems like the popularity of the sound will never be close to its peak in 2020, you can't count out the youth.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills. Accelerate your team's impact and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more. My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.